Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Did you guys see the warning that the FBI put out?
No.
So you know when you're in a hotel or you're at the airport and you want to charge your phone and you don't have like a charging block, so you just use the USB port? The FBI is saying don't do that anymore, man. That the bad guys have gotten so sophisticated that if you use that USB port anywhere in public now, they can get all the info off your phone.
Shut up. What?
Wow. Are you serious?
Can we have nothing anymore convenient in this life?
Because I know exactly what you're talking about. Like at the desk in a hotel room or something like that. Like you'll just have those little where you can just like not the block, but you just put the port in and you can sit there and charge your phone.
Yeah.
And so now they're just like scammers or checking into rooms and
Connects to software now that hackers have, and that's again just using your USB port. If you have the charging block, you're good to go. But if you're plugging in directly to USB, all your info is right there for the taking.
Wow.
We can't have any fun.
That's terrifying. I have those in my apartment. Who knows who was there before me?
Yeah, I think in your apartment you're okay. They're saying public places.
Don't
use them publicly.
I don't feel safe.
We don't know who.
Man, we got to turn this country around.
Yeah.
We can't have any fun anymore. All right, so she brought one thing on their second date, and now he's questioning going on another date with her. But this one thing is very polarizing if you believe in it.
I've been single for about a year now, and I finally decided to jump back into the dating pool and ended up meeting this intriguing girl named Lily. We hit it off online, and she seemed pretty cool, a bit eccentric, but I figured that just made her more interesting. Our first date was pretty chill at a local coffee shop, and we had a great time getting to know each other. For our second date, I decided to invite her over to my place for a homemade dinner. I spent hours preparing a nice meal. I really wanted to impress her. When Lily arrived, she seemed just as engaging and fun as before, but after dinner is when things took a weird turn. She reached into her bag and pulled out a Ouija board. I thought that she was joking at first, but she was dead serious. She said she likes to use it early on in relationships to get a spiritual reading on the compatibility of the couple.
I didn't realize Ouija boards were capable of doing that. I thought you just communicated with the dead.
Right.
They're way more sophisticated than that, Chris.
Apparently. Are you asking grandma from beyond, like, is this the right match for me?
She's asking what the ghosts in the apartment see. They're like, what is this girl doing after the date's over?
Well, how would that be any different than, let's say, going to a psychic? Yeah, I mean, it is a Ouija board, but if you're going to a psychic and you're wondering if the guy that you're seeing or the woman that you're seeing is right for you, isn't the same, you're using the same spirits?
No, a woman takes you to a psychic on a second date. Is there a third date?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
Not even a second and a half date. I'm out of there.
I'm in the same boat. I'm not into the paranormal or anything like that, but I didn't want to be rude, so I played along. We spent the better part of our date communicating with the spirits. Oh, someone just updated this email.
That was the spirits.
The spirits are messing up my email.
Well, and apparently it's got the initials BW, so I'm pretty sure that's
weird.
Oh, wow.
Bill White.
You hear this now, Bill White? Afterward, Lily and I had a decent conversation, but I couldn't shake the feeling that the Ouija board thing was a bit too out there for me. I'd love to know if this just sounds a bit quirky and fun, or if it would be a total red flag for you.
How do you feel about Ouija boards?
I'm so uncomfortable with this.
Are you?
Yeah. So I'll never forget. This is like way back in middle school. I was in like, and maybe this is just because I was in youth group, but I remember my youth leader was like, I once used a Ouija board and I've never been the same. I have spirits following me everywhere. You don't know what paranormal doors are opening up. Right. So I would be thinking the same thing. I would be kicking them out. I'd be like, I don't want any spirits in my apartment. I already got scammers hacking into my USB.
Yeah, I used a Ouija board in middle school too with Sherry Hamlin, and I'm pretty sure there were no spirits in the hot tub with us afterwards.
I think these Ouija boards are the most ridiculous things, and the fact that people are scared of them, and the fact that very intelligent people that have diplomas from Emory are shaking their heads like they don't mess with Ouija boards, to me, is the most ridiculous thing. Like somehow, some way, the portal to hell is being opened by Hasbro. I mean, really? By Parker Brothers.
We don't know what we don't know, and it is still a tool. It doesn't matter who makes it or it's branded. Facts. It's what you do with it. You know, like same thing, you're driving a car and that's fine. You use it to get to work, but you use the car in the wrong way and someone could get hurt. Same thing with this game.
I don't mess with Ouija boards.
No?
Not
Thank
at all.
You.
I've heard way too many horror stories about a Ouija board. Not doing it.
Look, to me, this isn't even a question about a Ouija board. If I'm going out with somebody that is specifically looking to communicate with spirits on our second date, the entire date, and she's looking to spirits for advice in her dating life, is probably kind of sketch for me.
Okay. So second date, we all agree, a bit too soon. At what point can the girl you're dating whip out a Ouija board and you'd give her a pass? Or what's the hot meter got to be at?
There isn't one.
There really?
No, never. I'm never doing that.
I'm a little bit more desperate than Mo. So so I say there is a hot factor on it. Yeah. And a good sex factor also.
All right.
I'm in love right on the Ouija board.
If she's hot enough, I ain't mad at you. Go talk to grandma from the beyond.
The only time I want you using a Ouija board on me is if I'm dead and you're trying to communicate with me. Like, I miss her so much. Bring her back.
That's real low.
Ever
That's
for you? Low. Ever, ever, ever.
Second date, but it's so quirky and weird enough that I might actually be into it. Because the Ouija boards don't freak me out. You know what I mean? Like, it's so different, and I like different. So I don't think it would scare me. Now, if they were serious about it, like if we were dimming lights and lighting candles, and if it wasn't tongue-in-cheek, and this was, like, seriously trying to communicate, okay, then that would freak me out. But if we were doing it for, like, just fun and to do something different, I wouldn't be mad at it.
In an ironic kind of way.
Yes.
Then we're good to go.
Yeah.
The Burt Show.